This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Coming up at 8:59 a.m. this morning, less than an hour from now, we are going to do a moment of silence. This is intercom-wide, I think, on all the stations. This is happening at 9 Pacific. The country and the world will remember the life and tragic death of George Floyd at his funeral service in his hometown of Houston. That is going to be live broadcast, so you'll be able to find that online. And we're doing 60 seconds of silence prior to the start of the service, so at about 8:59 this morning, leading up to the beginning of the service. And we would love it if you would be here for that.
I wonder what the right term for being the start of a powerful movement is. I can't think of the word, but some people have written in saying, and they're clearly having trouble with how much attention George Floyd is getting, but they're writing, why are... Because he started something big, and he gave his life for the cause. That's why. Because it's important. That's why.
Right. Well,
but
it
I don't know what the term. You know, it's not lightning rod, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what the right term is.
It was the impetus. I think that people just had enough. I don't know. I don't know. Right. I don't know why this particular death of all the deaths. But just, you know, I think part of it was, you know, if you've watched that whole video, it's absolutely.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, as people ask about George Floyd and this, it's like, look, he started something that hopefully lasts and it's powerful and it's important and change is necessary. So if you don't know, that's why. And if you don't know, maybe you don't want to know. Maybe that's more important, that you've decided this isn't important to you, therefore why? Well, it's important to us.
Yeah, and if you're going to be talking that way, try opening up your ears and listening, and maybe maybe the answer will come to you. Okay, let's jump into some music news here. Billie Eilish, Migos, Megan Thee Stallion, among hundreds in music who have signed an open letter. This is urging New York State to repeal Statute 50A, which shields police disciplinary records from public view. This was shared publicly on Monday alongside an accompanying position. So, you know, it wasn't just luminaries who could sign this. But Rihanna and Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Justin Bieber, Megan Thee Stallion, Demi Lovato, Nas, Meek Mill. It was released. They're saying they are among the high-profile artists who signed the letter, released in the midst of ongoing nationwide protests over the police killing of George Floyd. They are going to send this letter to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has touted a reform to 50A as part of a four-part police reform package. And Rolling Stone has the complete article on here. So if you want more information on this, or you, it looks like, I'm not sure you can still sign it. I think it's going out today. But I'm not positive. And RollingStone.com has the whole letter. But this is, you know, the ongoing police reforms. Everybody is talking about that, whether everything from defund to total reform and the clarity on bad cops' past records and the protection that they receive under, like you were talking about earlier, the very strong unions. And the, you know, certain things, civil suits aren't allowed. Like, there's, you know, this is all stuff that needs to change. And there's bills being pushed through right now at the federal level that could make sweeping changes that are clearly long overdue. Prince's estate has released a new video in honor of George Floyd. There is a new lyric video for the song Baltimore. This is a 2015 song that Prince released in response to the death of Freddie Gray from Baltimore, who died in police custody in April of that same year, sparking widespread protests in the city. The song was recorded April 30th of 2015 in Paisley Park, his studio. Prince, of course, played all the instruments. We're familiar with his incredible talent, right? It's a pretty bouncy track. It belies its dark subject matter, they're saying here. Do you have a little chunk of this? So they've re-released it, basically, with a lyric video. And it looks like, is that the video, Bryn?
Yes,
it is. You're showing me right here. So it's a bunch of headlines about Freddie Gray, and they tell how he died and why he died in police custody. And they're showing some of the protesting that happened. And now the lyrics are starting up. So I guess you could say it was a good day. At least a little better than the day in Baltimore. Does anybody hear us pray? For Michael Brown or Freddie Gray, peace is more than the absence of war. I don't know if he thought that line up, but that is powerful. Peace is more than the absence of war. It appeared on Prince's final album, 2015's Hit and Run Phase 2.
Did you see, I want to say it was yesterday or the day before would have been Prince's birthday?
Yeah.
He was all over my feed, and I was just
it's so sad to see. I mean, I miss Prince.
Me too.
And it just kills me that I had opportunities to see him that I just went, oh, there'll be another time.
Mm-hmm.
That's late at night, and he shows up late. I got to work tomorrow. Why didn't I just effing do it? So that's out, and Prince's estate released that. It's a lyric video with a lot of very powerful imagery that you can, I'm sure, find on YouTube. Is that where you found it, Bernie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's on YouTube.
Yesterday we talked a little about the Tekashi 6ix9ine collaboration with rapper Akon.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone expected his first collaboration after coming out of prison to be with Nicki Minaj, I guess.
I didn't know this, and I'm not trying to question you, but I thought Akon was more of a singer. Isn't he the guy who did that high-pitched falsetto voice in one of the joints with Gwen Stefani?
Oh, the woo-hoo!
I think. I could be wrong. I just don't know him.
I don't know much about him, to tell you the truth, but they call him Rapper Akon in this story.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, that's him.
Okay.
So I don't know if he raps in this or not, and it looks like the song is not yet released. It's really what's been released is a video of the two of them sitting together in, it looks like, Tekashi's house and singing along with the song as it's being played. So you'll get the sense of what the song is, but we're not hearing it, you know, in a clean release.
It looks like either he got more tattoos on his face in jail or he ran right to the tattoo parlor, which, by the way, I'm in the middle of a tattoo and I can't get it finished. So I don't know how he got work done, but
I am looking at that. It's very, very brightly colored. It looks
on the side
really
of his face,
fresh.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the one photo I'm looking at, which I'm assuming is the same one you're looking at, he has like a Ariana Grande style, except that it's rainbow ponytail coming off the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
His hair looks amazing.
Right.
And Akon's looking at him like, look at this guy with all the words on his face. Anyway, they've done a song together, and the video is really just the two of them listening to it. So You gonna play me a little so we get a sense
here
of the
is.
Song? It sounds like they're both singing, huh?
Well,
is that both of them, or are they just we don't know because they're just mouthing along, or?
Yeah, it seems like Akon's probably still singing on the chorus part, and he's has a verse, and
okay.
He's clearly very auto-tuned. Here's the second verse. Yeah, that sounds like Akon. But,
okay.
You know, after it's auto-tuned, who knows?
I was going to say, it sounds like auto-tune to me. I can't really tell. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Everyone's
it's not for
singer.
Us.
No. Let's see. The Killers have shared an updated version of Land of the Free with lyrics that now reference George Floyd. Did you grab a hold of this? This is...
I did, yes.
Okay, so this is... They've added, let's see, 8 measured minutes and 46 seconds. This is Brandon Flowers singing, referring... to the amount of time that now former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin held Floyd's neck under his knee. Another boy in the bag, another stain on the flag. Some pretty heavy lyrics here. So this is the updated version of that song.
Driftmines of Pennsylvania, in the land of the free. The free. When I go out in my car, I don't think twice. But if you're the wrong color skin, you grow up looking over both your shoulders in the land of the free. How many killings must one man watch in his home? Till he sees the price on the ton in them drift mines.
Oh boy. Is this a live performance? I know it's on their Instagram. But was that just a video that accompanied a new cut of this, or is this actually a live performance?
It looks like they're performing it live as their video, and it's posted on their Instagram feed.
Okay.
Yeah, very well recorded in a studio, so it's the three of them.
Right. I'm sure it's a feed right off a board, but it does sound live. Johnny Depp channeled Bob Dylan and performed the song "The Times They Are a Changin'" to honor, he said, George Floyd. And explained to the world how this the song applies to this moment in our country. He posted a video on Instagram of himself performing the song inside his home in L.A., and a lengthy caption accompanied it. It goes in part, 2 months before the world was subjected to the shocking live coverage of the merciless, bloodthirsty, and public daylight murder of JFK in November of 1963, Bob Dylan sat down to write a song. He had a particular idea in mind, which he recorded mere weeks before Kennedy's tragic assassination. And you can read his whole message. And here is Johnny Depp at his home performing the song. I know, you can't really make out what he's saying.
I'll tell you one thing, though. He's not in sweatpants.
No, he's not. Everything looks
put together. He's at home,
and
he's in jeans, and he seems to have a collared shirt or a collared something on.
And a fedora. I mean, he's got a whole... He's not in his PJs.
Good for him. Celebrities, they're not like us.
No, they're not. They're
over a collared shirt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're actually, you know, putting a look together.
Right.
So, which, you know... Look, he could have sat in his PJs and we would all gone, oh, well, he's in quarantine. This mattered to him, I guess. And And that's what he's done. I love this, and I'm going to end with this just really quickly. Tom Morello, do not question him about his political knowledge. It's not the best move. He responded to a fan who did
Tom Morello is the guitar player for Audioslave and Rage Against the Machine, if you don't know.
Yes, yeah, so he was, the fan said, shut up, you dumb musician, or, you know, whatever he said, something that made him mad. He said, one does not have to be an honors grad in political science from Harvard University to recognize the unethical and inhumane nature of this administration. But, well, I happen to be an honors grad in political science from Harvard University, so I can confirm that for you. So, really, you know, maybe do a little homework before you go spouting off at somebody. You know. Rage and politics go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Way back.
Well, he's a guy who's very famously dealt with this subject. In his whole career has been politically charged, and he's someone that when people say just do your music and don't always tell us polity, he's like, those two for me are the same. My art and politics are one.
Right.
And so you can go find someone else to listen to if you don't want to hear someone talk politics.
Right. And hey, you know, who's going to argue with the guy from Harvard? Not
right.
I. All right, Vincent. I know that we have the check-in coming up with the Bay Club. What's
right.
coming up in the news?
Annie's on.
Yep.
And also I have a story about $1 million after
all
these.
Right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.